You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One with KCBX News. I'm Tyler Pratt. Across the nation and the world Saturday, people of all backgrounds joined together for the Women's March, its mission to harness the political power of diverse communities to create social change. In San Luis Obispo, thousands gathered to participate. Reporting for KCBX News, Cal Poly student and newsroom intern Catherine Lane interviewed people as they marched, and we produced this audio postcard featuring the voices of Kevin Foote, Ralph and Sarita Hyde, and Cal Poly students Eric Houghton, Lauren Peachy, and Sarah Flores. The last person you hear speaking declined to identify himself.
No fear! Everyone is welcome here!
My name is Kevin Foote. I teach 8th grade English at Tommy Kuntz Junior High in Santa Maria. My sign says, don't steal their dreams, because I look at the world around me in the last 4 years, and more than ever, for my students who are undocumented, who come from mixed status families, who are Latinx, my students come from a diverse and targeted community right now. It is the most unsafe and unfair time to be of the background of the majority of my students. My job as an educator is to tip the scales, to put them back fairly and in balance. And it's why our country needs to do the right thing and get Donald Trump out and reclaim who this country has always been for, immigrants and people of diverse backgrounds, alongside people like me, but we all have an equal seat at the table.
I'm marching for women's rights everywhere. I'm marching for structural change in 2020. I'm marching for everyone who couldn't be marching here today.
Would you all mind describing to me your signs?
It says mobilize, because that's what we're doing here today. And then on the back it says, and when you get to where you're going, turn around and help her, for there was a time when she was you.
Mine says, my neck, my back, my will grab back.
Mine says, women belong in the House, the Senate, and the Oval Office.
How are you enjoying today's march?
Oh, I love it. I love being surrounded by people like this.
I'm so happy that so many people came out and we got a great turnout.
It's a lot bigger than last year and I love it.
So what are both of you marching for today?
Women's rights.
Mostly to get rid of Trump, but for women's rights as well.
Would you mind describing to me your signs?
This one has got a picture of Trump as a clown, and it says, elect a clown, expect the circus. And that's the truth. And this one has a wonderful Donald Trump toilet bowl brush, and it says, dump Trump.
I'm here to support the Women's March. Trump supporters, we love all people. We love women's rights. Every year I've missed the Women's March because most conservatives think this is just for liberal women. But I believe there's quite a few conservative women in the crowd who don't feel comfortable showing their support for Trump. So I'm kind of here for them. I'm holding a flag. It's a huge Trump flag. Got my Trump shirt and my Trump hat all at the same time. And I've decided to march with the women to show them that Trump supporters support their cause. We don't have to agree 100%, but we can agree 90%, 80%, and that means we support women.
You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio.